Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, January 18th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I'd like to call the order. It's the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, January 18, 2016, at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Fryling.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trepan.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Don, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Let me just flag the United States of America and the new republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of January 4, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any comments? If not, Madam Clerk, are all in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments this evening?
It's cold.
It absolutely is. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.4, as follows. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $436,705.34. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending January 10, 2016 in the amount of $147,197.69. Item 5.3, accept the well number 3 feasibility study report as presented. And item 5.4, accept the November's treasurer's report as presented.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Clearly, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any comments? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Conley.
Approved.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. That's a quick agenda. Item 14.1, under Mayor's comments, I just want to bring this up to the board's attention. This is already a matter of public comment. However, let me find this. We had a liquor hearing on
about a month ago.
The date's not important. However, this was a liquor hearing. Luke will look that up. It was held for Bucana Sports Bar. There was 2 liquor violations. On July 15, 2015, the licensee served alcoholic beverage to a person under the age of 21 years old. And on the evening of September 25th, or the early evening of September 26, 2015, the licensee served alcoholic beverages an extremely intoxicated person. There was other aggravating circumstances that came into play here. The defendant did not choose to, what's the word that you use, Luke?
Did not want to settle before the hearing, so they caused us to go to a hearing before the Liquor Commission.
Came to a hearing, but they did not dispute any of the charges against them.
They stipulated all of the facts.
That was the word I was looking for. So the hearing went quickly, thinking that these violations involved endangerment of juveniles serving to a minor and serving to a person who was extremely intoxicated, putting themselves and the rest of our community into harm's way. We imposed a violation of $1,500 total. And it was $500 for the first incident, $1,000 for the second incident, and he was closed for a total of 9 days, which was not consecutive, it was 3 weekends in a row. Because of this, he has also lost his late night license and cannot function on that for the next 2 years, and hopefully there are no other instances at that bar.
The Lake Lake license, that thing runs what, after 2?
On the weekend, Friday and Saturday evening, it goes until 3 o'clock. Otherwise, they have to be closed by 2 o'clock. So they lose an hour of that. In light of this, too, we're looking at our liquor violation or our liquor code. I think that needs to be addressed. I want to thank Luke and Mike from Trustler looking at that and the work and input that Chief Gillette has put into it. In fact, we have a meeting tomorrow to discuss it further. Another quick comment that I have is anybody that got my email, thank you for dedicating any books if you were able to, making suggestions about where things can go for the Bernie Book Bank collection. This is organized by our own Goddard School, not a book drive for the school. This is something they organize in relationship with the Bernie Book Bank collection. So thank you for that. That's gone until the 25th or 23rd. And the other thing, and I'm not going to bring this one up. So actually, that is all I have. On to the trustees. Comment. Trustee Four.
My attention that we're losing another police officer. I've done home research, and as far as the surrounding communities are, we're on the bottom of the barrel for starting day. I think this is something we need to seriously think about in the future, to bring this pay scale up and take a look at benefits so we can at least match some of the departments around. I mean, we are, if you care to hear the figures, I can give you the figures, but we're down considerable here.
I know the figures.
Okay, and it's extensive training that we put into these individuals, and we send them to the academy, take money into them, and then they leave for more money. And if we keep that base pay low enough, you're not going to get qualified candidates to apply. So that's something I think we really need to take a look at. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Foy. A big hop over to Russ.
No comment at this time.
Thank you, Russ. Sergio? Thank you. Dad?
I need a lot of my time, Charles.
Thank you. Any additional business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:07.
Wow.